Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. I have on the line from Copenhagen, Denmark, Dennis Christensen. Welcome to our program, Dennis Christensen.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what, it was quite an eventful protest movement, was it not?
Yeah, it was.
And you were there how many days? We're talking about right now, the Bilderberg group met in Copenhagen, Denmark, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 29th, 30th, 31st, and June the 1st was a travel day, basically. And Dennis Christensen is a local resident there in Copenhagen, and he's also a fine photographer, and he was there all 4 days, and I took some fine photographs. What were some of the impressions over the different days, Dennis, of your protest there?
Well, most of the days were quite similar, actually. We had some guys in the Mexico, but yeah, it was quite similar. Nothing really happened. A couple of guys arrested by the police for journalism, but yeah, really nothing big happened.
So did you see any police brutality of any kind during the protest movement there?
No, when I was there, nothing really happened from the police side. It was a really peaceful protest. Nothing really happened. After I got home, I heard a lot of rumors about a guy getting arrested by the police, but I didn't saw it with my own eye, so I'm not sure what happened. I heard of a guy with a mental disorder that stuck a camera up in the haunted Paul Watson with a video camera, and that's why he got arrested by police. But I'm not sure. I don't have facts to back it up.
Yeah, you got to talk to Paul Joseph Watson. What did you think about that InfoWars crew over there? Pretty nice people, huh?
Yeah, well, I never got to talk with Paul Watson personally, but I got to talk with Dan Dix and Mark Benson, which were really nice people, actually.
Okay, and there were photographs that were taken from the bridge, maybe, of the back patio by the Guardian people, or they got hold of some. I was talking to Kim earlier this morning, Kim Martinson, and he said the angle of that seemed to be on the back patio. Is that pretty well what you're... what you're thinking of some of the photographs on the back patio?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Is that pretty well what you saw? You also took a photograph of someone with a death mask. Is that right on top of the building?
Oh yeah, those guys. Okay, they are believed to be American Navy SEALs. They are believed to be some group out of the U.S. Army. I'm not sure, but their face is covered in this ghost mask, you can say. It looks pretty weird.
Did you see any rifles that they might have up there on top of the roof, or do you think they could have been maybe possible snipers up there?
Yeah, I believe they're snipers. I believe some of them were using 50 cal snipers. I'm not sure, but it looked like a long Barrett.
Okay.
I'm not sure about it.
Now, on the biggest day there was Saturday, and how many people would you estimate turned out for the protest on Saturday there?
Approximately 200 to 240.
Oh, okay. And also, Niels Harrit spoke and some others. Was there any particular speaker there that impressed you more than any of the others, or were they all pretty good speeches? On Saturday.
They were pretty good speeches, you know. They were pretty good speeches, all of them, but I gotta say, all the damn good speech was quite amazing, actually. Really. He did a really amazing speech, after what I think. But the problem is he was lacking facts of any sort, so I think a lot of people disagree with what he say, but he did a really good speech.
Oh, okay. And actually, you got to talk to a number of people. How many photographs did you take, Dennis?
Uh, I, I took about 1,100 photographs. I got 174 photographs out of them that were usable, right? Which is on my website, on my Facebook page, Photographer Dennis Hamine, for instance.
Do you have those up on Facebook or some of those so far or what?
Yeah, I got all of them up on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay, and so your Facebook address would be, tell our listening audience where they can find those photographs.
Okay, my photographs are up on Photographer Dennis Hannon and Christensen, and my videos are up on Mad Scandinavian blogger.
Okay, and we're going to put that address mm-hmm. up too on The Secret Truth and make sure that they can find those. As far as you took the photographs of us too, and you, boy, I tell you what, they look pretty good. You know that, Dennis? You're a heck of a fine photographer, I tell you. Did you really enjoy your protest period there, your time that you spent there, those 4 days? And did you make a lot of good friends? That's the main thing, huh?
One thing I can tell is that the third day I went to the protest, I actually met a great amount of really good people, right? Really good people, and for the first time, people were actually helping each other.
Okay, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, no. You can just go ahead.
Right. And are you going to school there in Copenhagen? Are you working, or are you from Finland originally? Is that right?
No, I'm from Copenhagen. I'm part Finnish. That's why it says on my Facebook. I'm from Copenhagen.
You're part Finnish. Okay, is that your mom or your dad or your mother? Your mother's Finnish then.
That's my dad. I'm born here in Copenhagen. My mother's Finnish.
Right, do you enjoy living there in Copenhagen? Are there people waking up like yourself and Kim to the New World Order and beginning to take note of what's going on about these oligarchs and all this, you know, dreadful, you know what I mean, police actions and throughout the world? Or are y'all beginning to wake up over there or what?
Well, most people have got the perception of trust from the government side, right? But yeah, people are starting to wake up. We got new laws are coming which don't allow you not to go in the water on our 264 beaches. So they're making a lot of rules and regulations that are making mad people start to dig into this stuff. And suddenly they found out that there is something wrong from the government side, right? So, yeah, people are starting to...
Right, and these new laws are going to restrict freedom of gathering and meeting together or speech or what? What are the new laws about?
The new laws are forbidding dogs to go in the water on 274 beaches. There are new laws of due to E. coli bacteria. But it doesn't matter. Fukushima is leaking, but E. coli is here, so I don't know yet. There are a lot of laws that doesn't exist here. People are starting to wake up.
Okay. As far as anyone visiting, did any of the Danish hierarchy, royalty, visit the Bilderberg there at the Marriott? There was reported that there were some license plates y'all picked up on. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking to this Swedish activist the other day, and he got a picture of this 2012 Audi R8 limousine with this back number plate with a crown and a 9 on. So we believe that it's sent out from the Danish royal family.
Would the number 9 designate who was there or not, or that would just be one of the official royalty cards? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you didn't know exactly who might be there, right? As far as Kissinger, did y'all get to see him and some of the other people there that were attending the Bilderberg?
Oh, yeah, we saw Kissinger. We saw him. I believe he stayed on the floor of the Marriott Hotel. I'm not sure, but we believed most of us saw him on the seventh floor.
How about David Rockefeller? Was there any reports that he was there or not?
I can't remember, but I think he was there too.
I mean, he's getting up in age now, and it's hard for him to get around, you know. But he's always been one of the main participants, if not the organizer of it, you know, for years. But now he's getting a little bit, hard to get around medically and so forth. What were your impressions overall, Dennis, of the, movement? Did you get to meet Charlotte Polson and people like that also that organized this?
Yeah, I got to meet all of them, and they were actually really good people. I was really impressed by who showed up. Right, all of them who showed up were really someone who were burning for exposing the corrupt elite that we all got. I was really amazed. People, I met a lot of mystery. I met this more Arab guy. Which we're talking about, his friend from Israel, which were made fun of, were choked down there due to that he didn't support the accents in Palestine, right?
Okay. Well, I tell you what, then you met a lot of people. You know, over there at the cafes when I first met you and Kim, and then later we would go have supper together, and you said something on one of your posts that you were sitting around the table with people from all over the world, and you really enjoyed that. What did you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I just thought about this. We were sitting all with people from all around the world, we didn't together, right? While others were killing each other due to religious reasons, right?
Right. And there's something about freedom and liberty in there, huh? That people yearn to strive for. We all want that, don't we? We all want that. It's just, it's inherent in every human heart, it seems like. What do you think?
Yeah. Like most of us want that, right? Not the corrupt elite, but all of us want peace, liberty, and freedom. And we believe that sending down soldiers to countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Libya, not Libya anymore, because that's what was on the season, but the other countries, that we can bring liberty and freedom. But that's what we believe.
Right. Now, as far as you've got a large university there in Copenhagen, University of Copenhagen and so forth, are those people thinking? Now, let me ask you this question. We've got sustainability that's a very strong idea in Denmark. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's this green movement and things like that. And so the people are focused in on many of these things like that. Is that correct? But the people want that. Is that right?
Yeah, we want that. They want that, right?
Now, were you there when they had the global warming conference there in Copenhagen several years ago?
Oh, I weren't there. At that time, I really didn't know anything about the New World Order. But
how did you discover the New World Order, and how did you get interested in researching some of this?
Oh, but that's actually quite a fun story. Kim is my cousin. He was when I was about 12 years old. He started to talk about different things.
Okay.
That really seemed interesting, right? I started to research, and before I knew it, I had that we were living under a lie.
Okay, and how old are you now? What's your age now?
17.
Now, we met Victor, who was also, I think he was 19, I think. So there is a young group there in Denmark that's beginning to wake up to some of these the New World Order and all that. Is that right? There's a new, younger generation?
Yeah, certainly. I spoke to him at the end of the fourth day. He was talking about that he wanted to start something called We Have Changed Denmark, because he liked the brand.
Right.
Which, And they could be interested. They were looking for somebody with the editing skills with for both the photography side and the video side. And since that, I said that I would love to help them, right?
Oh, good, good. You know, they stopped Luke Rakowski and wouldn't let him leave from the airport out there.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then he went back the next day, and then they allowed him to fly out to Barcelona. And so I think he spent a few days down in Barcelona. He may still be down there right now. He seems to be posting photographs and stuff to indicate he's still in Barcelona. And he's working with people down there that a community group down there that like protesters and stuff like that. But We Are Change in Denmark, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because we need these groups in all countries, because I know a lot of people here don't understand English, how would they be able to understand
right.
How would they be able to understand 50% of the information on the internet?
Sure, sure. That's why it's good. We ended up that night, that Sunday evening, on the steps of that church, and were they singing some local Danish songs about freedom and stuff? Or what were some of the songs? I know some were American songs, but were there some Danish songs they were singing too?
Yeah, I believe so. They were singing some Danish songs about freedom. I can't really remember. I just heard the American songs.
Oh, is that right? So you know what? It was reminiscent of me in the '60s when I was your age. You know, of course, I was in high school in '62, but it was reminiscent of the Vietnam protest era. You know, there in America. Joan Baez and Bob Dylan and all them, I've heard them sing. I've seen them in person. And I sort of grew up, you know, with them. And so it started sitting on those steps and singing some of those songs, American protest songs, was reminiscent of going back to the Vietnam era, you know. And that was very poignant, a very beautiful evening in the way it finished, you know.
Yeah, I know. What I like about that was that we all bring together. We sat in front of that church. We had some good conversations, and in the end, we all remember that we all did some really, really good. We did 4 days of good work, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, and you especially down there for 4 full days. Boy, how many hours did you spend down there altogether, you think?
Minimum 5 days. Minimum 5 hours.
You're down there 5 days, you say?
No, minimum 4 hours. 4 hours or 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day, but for 4 days. I got you.
Yeah, sure.
But y'all were down there that late Sunday when we met up with you and your friend and so forth and Kim and everything else. But would you have any closing remarks? We're coming to the end of the interview. What kind of closing statements or comments would you like to make, Dennis?
Sorry?
Yeah, what kind of comments? We're going to be closing out our interview here in a second, a few minutes. But we have 2 or 3, 4 minutes that you'd like to say something, about, you know, your experiences and everything else, and then we'll close out the interview. Okay?
Okay.
So go ahead and tell us what's on your heart or what's on your mind, and then we'll end the interview after that, okay?
Okay. At the start of points, I thought only we were going to show up a couple of days, right? But after meeting all those people, and at first, I didn't know if I really believed that all of those people were going to show up, because I believed that the build up or the marriage also was a false flag or cover up. But after seeing all those guys, I really started to get more interested. Also, that I was able to just shoot pictures as I want of all the people at the protest. Were really cool, because I could try out my skills as a photographer. So I spoke to a lot of people, all with different perceptions of the Bilderberg Group, all of different perceptions with the Illuminati, the New Order. And it was really interesting to listen to what people thought or what people's idea were of those particular groups. So at the fourth day, when we met up and we were at that cafe, I really started to wonder about something. We can sit here from people with all different backgrounds, religious or not. To discuss different things in a peaceful way. We don't necessarily have to agree on everything, but we could just. Most of us, funny enough, usually agreed. So just to kind of finish that story, when we were at that restaurant, I was thinking about this. We were sitting Christians, Muslims, and Jews. We were having a peaceful discussion. All of us, we were talking about different things. We were talking about the 4 days, and I just thought, there gotta be something about this. So I decided after that I wanted to get more out of it, because if we could get people to understand that religion has nothing to do with anything. It's your belief. And if it's your belief, yeah, you believe in a thing, but it shouldn't keep you back from really communicating with us, really connecting with others, you can say. So I really thought a lot about that. I still really think about that day when we sat at that cafe or restaurant. So I hope one day people wake up to why they're spreading these rumors, why they're doing all these false flags, because they want to set us up against each other, right?
Right, right.
Those
are some very beautiful thoughts. Yeah, you know, you've got some beautiful thoughts there. We come from backgrounds, but we didn't argue or judge one another. We had common interests in liberty and freedom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that,
I really hope about it.
Yeah, and that touched your heart, didn't it? Huh?
Yeah, it really did, because usually people disagree over religion, right? We shouldn't be disagreeing over religion. We should be disagreeing over our thoughts and ideas. Let's say you believe something I don't believe in, right? I could disagree, but we would still have a peaceful discussion.
We don't need war. We don't need to fight. We don't need violence.
Yeah, exactly.
We can be peaceful, and we can accept one another's arguments and debates, and not judge and hate each other. We can forgive one another.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what sort of came out of there for me too. We really enjoyed meeting you and Kim, and boy, I tell you what, I really enjoyed this conversation and the interview. And any last few words before we sign off here?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
I hope that one day soon people realize that we are all the same, right? We got different skin colors and we got different religions, but in the end, we are all the same.
Yes, boy, that's a good way to end this thing. In our hearts, we have a love for liberty and freedom, and I think it springs from all of our hearts. Dennis, thank you very much this evening for this interview, and we certainly do appreciate it. We'll have it up on our site here later on this afternoon here in Austin, okay? But thank you very much,
okay,
Dennis. We appreciate it. Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye.